Hey everyone, it's Sherry and
Trevor.
Today we are talking about multiple streams of content on our podcast.
Multiple streams. We're excited. We have so many things to share. We will talk with you after our little intro.
So today we are talking about multiple streams. We're really excited about this because it's something that actually comes up a lot in conversation.
Yeah, not multiple streams of income, but today it's multiple streams of content. And it does come up a lot because usually the question is, how do I get seen more often? Yep. How can I get out there more often?
Or how do I build my brand?
What can I do? And this is all around brand building and authority building, because once you're the authority and once you're the brand, from a sales point of view, it's so much nicer when people knock on your door and say, can you help me? As opposed to you knocking on someone's door to say, hey, I think I can help you. Yeah. Nobody likes cold calling. Mm-mm. And if you're the person that says, I love cold calling, you're lying to yourself. I'm telling you that right now. We don't like it. But when people come to your door and knock and say, can you help me? The sales transition is radically different.
And the whole relationship. Absolutely. Man, it's just so nice when people know they need you. Instead of you always being like, trust me, it's working. You need me. It's just messy that way.
Yeah, absolutely. So from a content point of view, I'm going to assume that most people listening have a website. So they're already saying, well, I do a blog post once a month, or even let's say twice a month. I try to stay up on it. I do a blog post because I want to get the SEO and all that kind of stuff taken care of, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But you're, again, relying on people that are searching for you, and that is how SEO works. But if you can get in front of as many people as possible and they don't need to search for you because they've seen you before, that's even better.
Yeah, exactly. And also, we're going to assume you have one social channel, because I think most businesses are on Facebook by now.
I'm calling Facebook, yeah.
So we're going to say you have a website and you have Facebook, and maybe you post once a week. And I think that's being generous for people who don't make it a priority.
Yep, you know what? The heavy users on most social channels are, you know, less than 5%. The rest of everyone, the other 95%, are casual observers. They'll like stuff. They'll comment on somebody else's stuff, but they don't actually create their own. And right now, every social channel, though they don't say it, they need content contributors. If you are doing a post on a social channel, you are a content contributor. If you do multiple posts on social channels, you are a multiple content contributor, and you will start to get rewarded, especially if people start looking at you. We've got some great anecdotal stories on Facebook Live video. We're going to share in a different podcast. You'll be hearing a lot from us too, because we are doing that 21-day podcast challenge.
Because like, even though we're always preaching, get out there, we decided to do a 21-day
It's got to challenge us. Because if we didn't, we'd be like, we're busy today. Yeah,
next week or whatever. So
just a quick tip here. We're not doing them 21 days in a row. If we can do two or three in one day, we do that, and that helps us. So Facebook.
So we have a social stream.
Yeah, we have one social stream. So
Instagram.
So let's say you have one social stream. So then you say, what else can I do? Well, we would say Instagram. The new kid on the block, not really the new kid, is LinkedIn.
He's cool again.
Cool again. Used to be LinkedIn was like your grandma and grandpa's house where you'd visit it once in a while.
Yeah.
Now you're up there for the summer hanging out. Yep. Yeah. Block party.
The thing is, because LinkedIn.
What
we should make that. LinkedIn loves the small business right now.
Yes.
And they're actually like giving people organic reach, whereas currently we're seeing Facebook and Instagram take it away.
Yep.
So LinkedIn's becoming very cool.
Did we say Twitter?
No, Twitter's still kind of relevant.
Holding on. It's 40 especially million with, strong.
Yeah, and Facebook keeps blocking out. Anytime that happens, everyone runs there.
But I love last week how Facebook's Twitter account
let
everybody know that it was down. It's like, that's kind of
ironic.
Odd. But, so we've got the top four.
Social streams. And then you have, obviously, in real life, you're talking to people, word of mouth, networking.
Get out to networking events. Go out to those breakfasts. If somebody says to you, "Hey, I've got a networking breakfast. Would you like to come out to it?" Even if you don't want to join, and I would say, you know what, maybe join for a few months. But even if you don't, say yes. A, you get a free breakfast. It's usually pretty good. B, you get to stand up and tell everyone what your business is.
Yeah, you know what? I've been invited to, and I'm not a morning person. a few different types of networking breakfasts, and they're like, hey, would you mind speaking about social media? And I always say yes.
Yeah.
Another. And like, trust me, my time and waking up is not worth, like, when I have to wake up and hit my alarm, I'm like, this is not worth the $6 breakfast.
No,
but I'm getting in front of people.
Community radio and television.
Yep.
That's another one. They're always looking for guests. I worked within the community television space, and when I say worked, it was not paid. It was a co-host of a show, and it was really hard sometimes to get guests because nobody comes forward. So if you've got something to say or something to share, get your name on that list, because they will call you. And the amount of times I would be on the local community TV show, the community news, and I'd walk down the street and my friends would say, hey, I saw you today on TV. And I'd have to think, if all of my friends are seeing me, how many people who had no idea who I was before are seeing me? And the number is quite large. So say yes to that stuff in real life and online. They're trying to mimic each other now.
Yeah. So, of course, you have YouTube. We didn't talk about social. That's kind of social. Yep. That's mainly video.
YouTube, most people will fight it with, if you call it social. Yeah. Say it's not. But it is, because there's commenting
on it. Then you have your blogs and podcasting.
Blogs, podcasting, guest blogging. People are always looking for content. Again, believe it or not, people who have large websites run out of ideas to write about.
Yeah.
They need people to give content to. Once you give content to, a couple things happen with that. One, you get an author cred, so you're going to be showing up as an author cred on their site.
Yeah.
Two, they're going to promote it. And three, the website who is the blog knows that you're going to promote it as well. So
and
it's
four,
a
you're getting in front of new people that aren't your...
So it's a win-win-win-win situation.
Awesome. All right, so now that we just talked about...
podcasting and newsletters?
Newsletters, I didn't say. And email marketing, of course.
Yeah, email marketing is still...
Still good.
Some people would say it's king. It's still the number one-to-one... online reach out or outreach for marketing.
Yeah, so we just gave you guys like 10 different streams, and now we're going to talk about why it's really important to actually have multiple streams of content.
Sure, because guess what? Maybe you're on Instagram and I'm not on Instagram. How would I ever see what you're talking about? And maybe I'm looking for, one of the kids is an artist and is going to art school. And maybe you're a local artist that's talking about things and doing all these wonderful things, and I never, ever see what you have to sell or offer, or you're doing an art camp.
Yeah.
Well, you're never going to reach me. And I'm the one, or my wife would be the ones that have to pay for our child to go to your course. So don't single out and think just because you're on one social media that everyone's going to be on that same social media.
Yeah, on the other hand, you don't have a 100% engagement rate. Like, especially Facebook and Instagram, they're getting pretty bad at getting your information out there.
Yes.
So even if the people are on there, it's not necessarily you getting in front of them.
Right.
Especially if you're not doing paid advertising. If you're not, you have like a 5% or less chance of getting in front of the people who have even liked your business page.
Well, imagine this. Imagine if you said, hey, you know what? I've got this fishing hole I've been using, and once in a while I get a little bit of a bite on the hook, but if I said to you, well, I know of 5 other fishing holes, would you not at least go, you know what, let me check those out?
Yeah, of course.
Fish where the fish are. So using multiple sources, Facebook is wonderful. Facebook video, they're promoting that like crazy right now. They need content creators. They're going after YouTube.
Yeah.
If you can do video and you can do Facebook Live video, this is. If you can do video and you can do it on some sort of semi-constant
basis,
then you will be rewarded. And the first time you're going to do your video, you're going to get in front of 6 people. But don't worry about that. Don't focus on the number. Most of the people would look at this and say, dang it, only 6 people looked at my video. We need you to look at it and go, that's 6 people that need me.
Yeah,
those are
exactly.
6 people that are now tuned in to what my message is, and build on those 6. And you continue to do videos, and that number will grow from 6 to 16 to 26 to 66.
Slowly but surely.
So it'll just keep growing.
The other reason, actually, I think it's really important to be on many different platforms is just because you never know when one will die. It could just end like that. Like Vine Video was doing well, it was going up, all of a sudden, boom, gone.
Yeah, other than
Remember
Shawn
that?
Mendes.
Shawn Mendes. MySpace. Who is Tila Tequila?
Oh, Tia Tequila.
Yeah.
Number one person on MySpace.
She had a huge MySpace following, didn't make the change for Facebook, and boom, MySpace is irrelevant, and then she lost everything. So she could have made the transition. She could have been huge. There's like Justin Bieber. He used YouTube to get huge. Like people are using these platforms. She already had a following. It would have been an easy switch, and she dropped the ball, and MySpace is done.
I was crushing it on MySpace, growing like crazy. I just wasn't smart enough to realize I was growing like crazy. I was growing like crazy because everyone had already jumped over to Facebook. I was not in university at the time, so I was not invited to Facebook. Yeah. But so make sure you're not going up on a platform that is going down.
Yeah, and you know what? So say you are having really, really like great success on YouTube. I'm not saying stop that. I'm just saying, you know what? Try and add one more thing. Try and commit to, you know what? I'm going to add LinkedIn and I'm going to post twice a week. Just small baby steps. And then if you see things shifting as you grow your following, you can devote a little more time, a little more resource towards the other one. But I'm not saying the 11 we listed to jump on all of a sudden. Just slowly add them. It's never a good idea. And it kind of reminds me of like investing. When I'm talking to the financial planner, they're not like, put all your eggs in this basket. Because what happens if it falls out?
Look at you talking finances.
I know, I'm very sophisticated.
The other thing too is if you're going to get in on any type of feed, make sure you fill out all the information. They give you the space to say, what is your website?
Yeah.
What is your bio?
Who you are.
Upload your image. Upload your logo. The amount of times we go on to, say, LinkedIn and people have filled it out like it's a resume, right then and there, you're losing business. LinkedIn gives you a nice little header. Don't use the free one that LinkedIn gives you. Create a header. They give you the space to put it in. Then LinkedIn says, give us a description of what you are. Most people will say, hey, I'm, you know.
Well, most people talk about themselves, and no one cares about themselves. Right. You want to solve your customers' problems.
You talk about what you do, how you help me, who you work with. And then once I read that little snippet, then let me decide if I'm going to go down. But fill the most important stuff out. When it comes to podcasting, you know what? Don't do one or two. Listen, I'm preaching to myself right now because there have been a couple podcasts that I've started and I'd get up to six or eight and I'd be like, oh, those were great and they resonated and they were wonderful and I thought that's all I need to do. No, you know what? If I'd continued, I'd be up to 600 by now.
Yeah.
So I wish I would have done that. Newsletters, very key. Here's the great thing about newsletters. There's two types. There's cold email and then there's third-party email. Let's talk third-party email. That's MailChimp or Constant Contact, if you use any of those. The brilliant part of using those is it tells you exactly who opened your email, and then also it tells you who clicked on something. Mm-hmm. So right then and there, if you can't go to an AWeber and start paying more money to segmenting the lists, what you're able to do is then look at that and go, hey, I sent it out to 100 people, and 25 people clicked on it, and out of those 25 people, 15 actually clicked the link. So 25 opened it, 15 clicked the link. Then you take that 15 and you can send them a specific message just to them to say, because A, we already know you're like the magician. You already know that they opened it. You already know that they clicked on it. Yeah. So the advantage is to you. YouTube, again, wonderful. We didn't talk about this, but Facebook, if you have a page and you're doing a video, what you want to do is you want to pay for that video to get out in front of as many people as possible. And most people don't pay for Facebook because they think it'll be costly. It won't. For $5 a day, you can get in front of up to 1,500 people. Mm-hmm. From 400 to 15, that's a pretty big swing. But let's just say it's 400 people. That's 400 more people than you would have gotten in front of if you left it organic.
Yeah.
So get in front of as many people as possible when you're doing those videos. Set a budget. Maybe put $25 for the week out.
And can I just say about that? A lot of people are really angry that Facebook is demanding money. Facebook is just a business. They want our money.
Sure.
But then those same people will go spend $5 or more or $8 on a stupid coffee drink from Starbucks. And I'm like, you could get in front of 1,000 people or you could have that iced latte or whatever they have
Starbucks
there.
Starbucks is good.
Yeah, but it's the point. Prioritize, business, man. Seriously.
As a business person,
if your goal is to brand build,
maybe skip 2 days of Starbucks for the week and put that into your
dollar
business.
Drink days from
there you go. Dollar drink days. So you want to get in front of it. So so with your website, and everything has to point back to your website.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this acronym called NAP, which is name, address, phone number. It has to be exact. You want to go to Google, you want to type your name in, and then you want to see how Google references you.
Yeah.
So if Google says that you're on, if you're on, well, we're on Gray Street and we're on, we're in Unit 302. Well, Google has it as Gray ST for street, and this is Unit 302. Well, if we get all ambitious and six people in the office decide to help out, and one person says number 302-446 Gray Street, and then the next person says Suite 302-446 Gray Street. As humans, we know the difference. But remember, a computer is data in, data out. It does not. So take what Google has listed as your name, address, phone number. Use that 100% exact on everything that you do. Use your logo. On your logo, don't just call it logo. Call it your business logo. And that way, your name starts to get up there. Those are things that behind the scenes get read. So
all these streams that we're talking about, podcast, emails, in real life situations, networking, things like that, and of course all the social streams, every time you post for them, every time you put yourself out there, that's people seeing you, people recognizing you, and then hopefully people referring you to you, or just coming and saying, hey, listen, Trevor and Sherry, I've seen your podcast, I need your help in marketing. And that happens a lot to us.
Yes.
That's why we know it works, because that's literally how I built my business for the first year and a half. Actually, I took it seriously once I quit my other job. I was like, I'm going to post every day. I'm checking out different streams. And then within a few months, people were coming to me once I took it really seriously. So I know it works. I know it can work for you. And that's why we're so passionate about it.
And then create once and then distribute. So we've created a 15-minute podcast. We're also shooting a video, which you can't see. What we're going to do now is, again, we're going to pass it on to someone to write it. We're going to pass it on to somebody else to break it down.
Repurposing. We then
give it to a graphic designer that creates little memes for it. And we repurpose all the content that we have just created, so that we're not working every single day to create this stuff.
Yeah, so this is 17 minutes, and now we have a video, a podcast, a blog, plus mini videos and
snippets. Podcasts. We can share it on LinkedIn. We can share email. We're going to put it to YouTube.
Yeah.
We're going to put it to Facebook. So multiple streams of social.
Yeah. So it gets you out there, it saves you time, and it makes you money. Which is why you have to do it.
There you go. So you heard it here first. Get out there, save time, and save money. This has been Trevor and
Sherry.
And this is the Level Up Academy podcast number 3.
3 already.
300 more to go. And we'll talk to you guys all very soon.
Thank you.